Business SA has celebrated what it calls the best of the best South Australian exporters. The Business SA Agribusiness Award went to seafood company Ferguson Australia, and Managing Director Andrew Ferguson joins us on the phone now. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Laura.
Now, your business, it's in the fisheries sector. Tell us how it all got started.
Oh, Laura, I started as a rock lobster fisherman many years ago now, 40 years ago actually, out of Kingston, Cape Jaffa, with my father on a fishing boat, and it sort of stemmed from there. Bought my own fishing boat, and then we moved into the northern zone, from the southern zone, the northern zone, back in the late 80s, and still in the business.
And how big is the business now? What sort of exports are you sending off overseas?
Well, our biggest export product that we do is live lobster to China. You know, it's a highly perishable product, so it's a bit of a challenge at times. We do some king crab, giant crab, and some oysters and some other fin fish. But like I said, lobster's the biggest export product we do, but, you know, a mix of others at different times to different countries.
What sort of increases in the lobster market have you seen in the last 12 months?
I've seen an increase in the price. Certainly China's our main market. And yes, there's a high demand. You know, in China we've got, you know, the highest valued lobster on the planet now. And lobster is the highest dollar earner for South Australian exports of seafood. So yes, it's increasing all the time. And if the Australian dollar can keep coming back like it has, it'll help us even further.
And overall, the quantities of what you're exporting, has that increased in the last year?
Well, we personally, ours has a little bit, yes, but it's all under quota. It's heavily managed under quota, so the overall volume out of South Australia is, you know, it doesn't increase unless the quota goes up, and the quota can go up and down at different times depending on, you know, the stock status, and it's managed under harbour strategies and things like that. So at the moment, our exports are sort of steady. I think we're about 150, 160 tonnes of live lobster.
Now, when accepting the award, the company used the chance to take a bit of a swipe at the marine parks legislation that's come into play at the start of this month. How does that legislation from the state government affect your business?
Well, it puts a lot of things at risk. You know, there's a whole lot of there's 84 no-take zones in the northern zone, for example, new no-take zones on top of the ones that are already there. One large one at Cape Ticuti sort of ties up 10 square miles of very highly productive live lobster, very sustainable lobster producing country. And so where does the effort go? Well, the effort has to go out into less sustainable areas, and that just forces effort into areas that we shouldn't be doing. You know, we're in partnership with PIRZA, we have a very good track record and credentials stemming over many decades of fisheries management. Fisheries management is, you know, scientific fisheries management is complicated, you know, and we have standout credentials in that area. So this is what concerns me. To put any of that at risk, you know, just doesn't make any sense to unbalance the harvest and market supply.
But it's a bit late for protest now, isn't it, with the rules actually in play?
Well, yes, I suppose it is, but we've certainly been trying to be heard for last 5 years, you know, knowing this is about. But it's pretty hard to fight a fairly big campaign from the government in the paper. You see all the ads, the marine park ads from Duna, and I see one of their arguments now is that because they spent $40 million on this spin, that they had to see the marine park process come in. So, you know, it's a very complicated argument if you look at it from a scientific point of view for sustainable fisheries management and business sustainability as well. There's a lot of attributes with it, and you know, it's pretty hard to fight against a government that has really fought hard to bring in this ideology.
And I guess winning an award like the Business SA Agribusiness Award, it gives you a chance to not only highlight what you do in your business, but also talk about some of the causes that you're obviously quite passionate about.
Yes. No, we're very passionate and about our track record, and you know, we've certainly, I don't, we've our credentials have been very high over the last many decades. And so, we have a track record. We have a track record of sustainability, and there's no track record of what the government have imposed upon us.
Mm. We'll have to leave it there for today, but thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Laura. Bye-bye.
That's Andrew Ferguson, the Managing Director at Ferguson Australia.